KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. Thank you for tuning in. You know, we talk a lot about how Amazon's growth affects us in Seattle, where they're headquartered, but Amazon has opened fulfillment centers and warehouses and data centers all over the country. They're, of course, exploring a whole new second headquarters. That growth has come with the help of the American taxpayer. Taxpayers have spent $1.2 billion to help Amazon thrive. Reporter Casey Coombs with the Puget Sound Business Journal has been working to uncover the Amazon playbook on this front. Casey, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Get nice up close to that microphone, would you? How did taxpayers end up paying $1.2 billion to help Amazon open fulfillment centers and data warehouses around the country?
Yeah, as you mentioned, Amazon has built out a massive network of data warehouses and warehouses to store inventory that you buy on Amazon's website over the past 10 years. And the far majority of that has come online in the past 2 years and continues to ramp up. And as we see from Amazon's HQ2 request for proposals, incentives are a big part of opening new offices in new towns.
HQ2, I just want to let listener know you're referring to the headquarters number 2 that Amazon is now exploring, throwing it open to the continent.
Yes, and warehouses are no different. When Amazon goes into a new state, city, county, they look for incentives to lower the cost of doing business. And over the past 10 years and, you know, really in the past couple of years, they've accumulated about $1.2 billion in incentives by our count.
And you describe in your piece how Amazon gets cities to compete against one another.
Yeah, Amazon really has this down to a science, the negotiating strategy of going in and setting up these massive warehouses. They come in really quietly. They use real estate experts, some in Seattle, other developers around the country, to look for the sites that they want, make sure they have the right workforce, the right land, and they're all under NDA in this process. And then when Amazon's ready, they pick
NDA, non-disclosure agreements.
Yes. Amazon reaches out to the local city officials or economic development officials, and also very secretive under NDA, says we want the site and we want to build it in this amount of time. We're also considering this other, your neighbor here. What can you give us to sweeten the deal so that we decide to choose your site? And in more times than not, these cities, you know, give them millions of dollars in incentives. And at that point, Amazon says, okay, we're ready to go, and pushes through at lightning speed to get this built. And along the way, gets more concessions and more incentives.
What's one example? Give me a city where this has played out in an interesting and illustrative way.
So Miami-Dade County is a really good example. Amazon leased an 855,000 square foot fulfillment center, much like we have down in Kent. And during negotiations, elicited about $6.5 million in incentives, and they were able to negotiate an exception to pay responsible wages, which is a minimum set by the county for these public type projects.
So they were able to pay less money per hour than they were supposed to under the city's own rules?
Yeah, and we spoke with one of the top economic developers who's in on negotiations, and he said it turned boardrooms into a pressure cooker. They were the fastest, most high-pressure negotiations he's ever been on. And while they didn't bend the rules, he said that they really strained to keep within protocol and to meet all of Amazon's deadlines. And the inspector general for Miami-Dade County came in after the deal was done. She was there throughout the deal and did kind of an audit and came to the conclusion that they may have given away too much. You know, the wages, average wage started out about $37,000 for all employees, down, you know, to $27,000 is at the end of negotiations. And the employee headcount, you know, that was in the thousands, and it ended up being about 1,000 that Amazon promised in exchange for the incentives. So just this really fast negotiations and incentives piling up.
Well, how typical is that, that a city gives away too much? Because, of course, cities offer subsidies because they think they'll more than pay for themselves in new tax receipts.
Yes, and Amazon, there's no question that Amazon is, you know, they're bringing a lot of jobs and a lot of economic activity. And you know, the cities definitely have an economic benefit that they're getting out of it. But the way Amazon comes in very secretive and everything is under non-disclosure agreements and moving so quickly, cities don't really have a chance to sit down and evaluate, you know, are we giving too much? Do we have to give away the entire ranch to get this to come here? You know, in many cases, Amazon has decided to come into these locations no matter what.
So now cities all over North America are submitting proposals to Amazon to try to be the mother of all cities of Amazon growth, try to convince Amazon to open its second headquarters there. How's Amazon using that competition to its advantage?
Well, I mean, it's kind of ingenious in a way. Amazon has crowdsourced the, you know, proposals for its second headquarters and let all of the cities across North America do the legwork for them. They don't have to go out and negotiate with each individual city. They know that they have a massive project with a lot of jobs and the cachet of a big technology company. So they are basically letting, you know, cities and counties across North America hand over all of the data and more. I mean, really up the incentives to compete against others and, you know, give some outlandish perks to draw Amazon to town.
Well, yesterday, in fact, Amazon's worldwide consumer CEO, Jeff Wilke, said that Amazon's second headquarters isn't going to be here. It's not going to be in the Pacific Northwest, even though King and Snohomish counties, City of Tacoma, they've all been submitting their proposals to compete for it. How surprising was that that Wilke said, forget it, we're not opening another headquarters in this region?
Well, I think it was most surprising when that kind of hit home when they announced that they were looking for a second headquarters. We kind of saw the writing on the wall then, but Wilke having confirmed it yesterday, you know, it's a big blow to the region. I mean, it's essentially saying to the outside world, Amazon thinks this region is kind of tapped out for continued growth of this size, and, you know, it's doesn't look good to when we're trying to attract all of these other high-tech companies and, you know, headquarters from Silicon Valley and other companies around the world.
The reporting you did on Amazon was in partnership with 40 other business journals around the country.
Right.
What do you want the cities and towns competing for HQ2, that second Amazon headquarters, to learn from this reporting?
Well, I think it's important for the cities not to give away too much. I mean, to really evaluate what they have, what their assets are, and not drain the bank with incentives trying to get Amazon, because incentives actually come late in the negotiation process. Amazon first looks for a reliable workforce, infrastructure, all of these, you know, foundational elements to go in with the headquarters or warehouses. Incentives are toward the end of the deal. And don't get me wrong, they're still important, but I think what we're seeing with a lot of the HQ2 proposals is cities are just bending over backwards to, you know, offer tens of millions, you know, it's likely going into the hundreds of millions of dollars to lure them into town when, you know, they may not have a chance in the first place.
The Seattle area didn't have to lure Amazon in. It started in a garage in Bellevue, right? So what kind of subsidies does the Seattle region, if any, give Amazon?
Well, Washington State doesn't have a budget like many other states to give these kinds of big incentives for relocating companies to the area. And neither does, I mean, we don't have that at the county or the city level. So Jeff Bezos initially chose Amazon, the headquarters here in the Seattle area, because Washington has such a small population and the tax structure.
Why is a small population helpful?
A small population because, let me compare, if Amazon had put its headquarters in California as an e-commerce company, putting all of their real estate there would have required them to collect taxes from, you know, relative to proportionate to the population, to pay taxes relative to the population. Washington has a very small population, and the tax structure is such that they were able to pave, you know, a bare minimum of taxes.
Okay.
That's why you see, you know, e-commerce companies like this kind of basing in, not in huge populous cities and states.
Okay, so that was one consideration, relatively small population.
Mm-hmm.
No income tax?
No income tax. I mean, it is a pretty friendly business climate in a lot of ways here for companies to relocate. I mean, land was very cheap back then, and that's going to be another big consideration for Amazon moving to a new place. The real estate today is quite expensive, as we all know, and in part, in you know, a big part of that is Amazon attracting all of these high earners to the area.
So do you see the Seattle region eventually, you know, Washington State is famous for giving Boeing a huge tax break. Do you see Washington State or the Seattle area eventually becoming one of those cities that gives away major tax breaks or other subsidies to keep Amazon here instead of moving to HQ2 or any place else they want to?
Well, the legislators would have to drop some new laws to make that happen. I've spoken with the Department of Commerce and quite a few economic development officials around the state at from city, county, state level, and it doesn't sound like there's a huge tax incentive package waiting for Amazon like there was with Boeing. At this point, I'm not hearing that. Amazon does still plan to grow here. We need to keep that in mind. I mean,
yeah, they're moving into a new skyscraper.
Yeah, 722,000 square feet skyscraper they're filling up in their latest, you know, real estate project, and they still have, you know, about 2 million square feet to grow in total in the Seattle downtown, and that right there is, you know, comparable with the biggest project, any biggest project going on around the country. So
amazing.
Amazon's not pulling up stakes and leaving.
Yeah.
They still have a lot of growing here to do.
Casey Coombs, reporter for the Puget Sound Business Journal, has been tracking how Amazon enlists the help of the taxpayer here and there around the country as they grow, especially in the Seattle region, but all over and who knows where in headquarters number 2. Casey Coombs, thanks for this.
Thanks for having me.
You can read the reporting Casey and his fellow Business Journal reporters did online. We're tweeting out a link to that right now, at KUOW.